The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is WTBR 89.7 FM, Pittsfield's community radio, and you're listening to Stuff, a show about tips, hints, hacks, a joke or two. Listen in every Thursday morning. Here we go.
I'm Bev.
And I'm Lynn.
And together
we are Stuff. And we are here every Thursday morning, 8:30 in the morning, for your listening pleasure. And I actually, WTBR 89.7 FM. I don't know if I said that.
Oh, no.
Had somebody yesterday tell us that they listened to our show.
Yeah.
Was very excited about it. Wanted the email address so she could add her name to our email list.
Stuffingforus@gmail.com.
And that's it. All day long.
And then that's not a number, that's a word.
It is a word.
Yes.
Yes, F-O-R.
Stuffing for us.
Yes. You want to know what Winston Churchill said?
What did he say?
Success is not final. Failure is not fatal. It is the courage to continue that counts.
That's my day.
That's your day. We want to talk about your day a little bit later?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll talk about our day. For 2 days. 2 days.
So you have a quote.
I did my quote. That was my Winston Churchill.
Oh, yeah. Duh.
Yeah. You want to do another one from Herman Melville?
Sure.
It is better to fail in originality than to succeed in imitation.
Ooh.
Aha.
I'll go with that one.
Originality.
Yep.
You had originality. To yesterday and today.
I have something, that's for sure.
All right.
I have three riddles.
Oh, I love your riddles. All right.
What question can you never say yes to? Number two.
Oh, I got to write down my answer.
What do Alexander the Great and Winnie the Pooh have in common? Number three, before Mount Everest was discovered, what was the highest mountain in the world?
Oh, all right. All righty. We will repeat those at the top of the second half of our show.
Yep.
All righty then. I can't hear myself, but that's okay. I think it's my ear things. Okay.
I can hear you fine.
All righty then. I just wanted to... Well, what is the, we're pre-recorded like we tell you all the time. So today we are recording on May 11th. You're not necessarily listening to, you are not listening to us on May 11th because we're recording. But we wanted to remind you about the dinner that's coming up this week. It is the Irish Sister. We don't have the paper with us, but it's the Irish Sisters fundraiser for our sister city, which is Ballinagh, Ireland. And they're having a dinner this Friday.
Pasta.
Unico is cooking. I don't remember the time.
Neither do I, unfortunately.
I don't remember the time, but they're going to have some Irish dancers. And you can call Elm Street Hardware on Elm Street
to get your tickets.
Pittsfield to get your tickets. Or you can call Marie Gormley at 413-442-8924. That is her number. You can call for tickets and you can attend the fundraiser. That was all memory.
Yeah.
Other than her phone number, because I
have it
in my contacts. So sorry if it's not complete, but Sounds like a fun time. And want to make sure you
lots of merriment.
Yeah, yeah.
I have interesting facts.
Love interesting facts because I feel like I need to get smart today.
Well.
I'm good.
Okay.
I'm good.
The first one I have is Napoleon was once attacked by a horde of bunnies during a hunting expedition.
So, I don't think the dog was doing their job.
No.
And if he was hunting for rabbits, wouldn't they be on a horse?
I would say he was on a horse.
Oh. Maybe he had to get off for an emergency.
Don't think they had cars in that time.
No, he would be on a horse, so he must have gotten off. How do you get attacked by a bunny? Really?
Maybe the horses got attacked for
it. The horses maybe got attacked by a bunny. I just can't picture bunnies on an attack. Can you?
No.
No, I can't. So I have some kitchen and cooking hacks. I have some cleaning and home hacks. I have some organization hacks. I also have what I found was adult advice from BuzzFeed.
Okay.
Maybe I'll do that first.
All right.
So for all of you adults out there, or all of you just pretending to be adults, those of you who are not adults yet, this might be good to know before you're an adult. And those of you that are past adulthood, like I am.
There's something else after adulthood?
Yeah. It's kind of like, am I an adult? Am I still a kid? I feel like I'm 30, but I'm not. But gosh, sometimes I act like I'm 15, but I'm not. So that's kind of got it. That might have to have another word to describe.
Yes.
So the first one here says, these are from people who write into BuzzFeed. Set your alarm for when you need to wake up, not a snooze alarm. You press that snooze button.
Right.
Maybe two or three times. It says here maybe nine times. But if you get up and you get enough sleep, you need to get up. Get up.
If you wake up, get up.
Get up. And it also says in here somewhere, when you get up, make your bed.
Aww.
Right away. Now, making your bed, that could have several definitions, correct?
That's like pulling up the blanket.
Maybe. Maybe. Or making it all with all the pillows and the shams and all the little things. Maybe you have stuffed animals you put on there. But just make your bed.
I have lots of pillows.
Yes. So you can just do your best.
Okay.
Make your bed. Okay. Get up and make your bed. Don't use your snooze. Get up.
I'll tell people you said that.
Yes. I just said that.
Ancient Romans used powdered mouse brains as toothpaste.
What? No. That can't even be.
Guess they never heard of hantavirus.
Oh, gosh. Isn't that awful?
That is scary.
Three people passed away. I don't know if there's more, but yesterday it was three.
I think Vermont is having a problem with it.
Vermont?
And Massachusetts.
Having a problem with it from the cruise ship incident?
No, but from the mice.
Doesn't that make you just want to stay home, eat your own food? It's crazy. Having a problem with mice or the virus? Or both?
You'd have to have both.
Oh, my. I didn't hear that. That's disturbing. Very disturbing. I think that it's not catchy person to person from what I heard.
Right.
But I think if you, like, make out with each other, I think you can get it.
If you breathe their spore.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
All that good stuff.
Yeah. Don't breathe. Don't make out.
Use the snapper.
Oh, man.
Okay.
Make it a priority to educate yourself on your health plan, your retirement, your mortgage, all those things. Find out about them. every other financial product that you're involved with. This is the only way to protect yourself and your future and make sure you're not taken advantage of.
That's true.
It is true. And I know that some people who are in a relationship have one or the other spouse handling that stuff.
Yeah.
So sometimes we don't know the details of those things because we know someone's got that covered.
Exactly.
However, that's hard if something happens to that someone, because then you don't know what's going on.
No, and you'd like to find that someone and strangle them a little bit.
Yeah, you just want to know. So you kind of have to know. You have to know. And I'm guilty of the same thing.
We did the same thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Every couple, I think, does.
Yes, it's true. So educate yourself on your health plan, your retirement plan, your mortgage, and any other financial product you're involved with.
Did you know Viking men wore makeup to appear more attractive to women?
I'd like to know what they looked like.
Think of a rock star.
Right. So I can say that some of the rock stars, the way they do their eyes, look kind of cool.
Yeah.
In an odd kind of way.
Now it makes me wonder, what do the women do? Do they wear makeup?
Well, remember who was it? She wore the eyeliner that went up in the movies.
Oh, I never paid attention to that.
Oh, yeah, that eyeliner that went way up on the side.
Cat's eye.
Yeah, they wore that stuff, and I think they used berries. Didn't they use berries for rouge? They called rouge, blush.
Yes.
And lip color.
Ooh.
The lips of pomegranate. Your lips are like pomegranate.
Come over here.
Yeah.
Make sure you don't have a shirt on.
What? Are you talking to me?
I'm talking to the Viking man who's got
the Viking man. Okay.
Anyway.
Yeah, the Viking men.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
All right.
Don't put yourself on a timeline, everybody. So this is regarding a relationship, if you happen to be searching for the right somebody.
Oh, if you haven't found them.
If you have and you've you've divorced or lost.
Oh, okay.
Don't put yourself on a timeline. Don't settle for the wrong person because you don't want to start over again. Take your time alone to truly work on yourself. This person says, I finally did meet the right person at 33 years of age, which is not actually old, she said.
Please.
Despite what society tells us. She says, after getting out of a toxic relationship, she spent time alone. She spent a whole year alone.
That's all?
To heal. Mm-hmm. And she said it was worth all the heartbreak to find my new guy.
Aww.
So, yeah. So she was in a toxic relationship, didn't jump right back into a relationship. She took time.
Right.
Which I think is really wise.
I think about that. If I'm going to have another relationship.
Yep. Take the time. Take the time.
I've been alone for a year.
A year?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you think you're ready?
From what happened this weekend, I sure needed another man.
Would you like to talk about it?
Oh, my God.
Who wants to start talking about it?
Go ahead.
Bev called me and said she had a flat tire. Her tire was shredded,
mm-hmm.
Which was crazy because a few weeks back, my sister and I got a flat tire.
Mm-hmm.
And the tire was not repairable either.
Right.
And we had to call AAA. And then my husband and I were driving back from Florida, and we got a flat tire. And our tire was shredded.
Yep.
Bev got a flat tire, and tire was shredded.
It's now sitting in the back of my car, waiting to be delivered to whoever will take it.
Uh-huh. And AAA came.
And wonderful guy. Very, very professional, sweetheart of a guy. And he took off the tire and he put on the, what do you call it, a donut? Mm-hmm. It's a little small. So my car is saying, you have a problem with your tire. And it flashes at me. But when he came over and he did that, he asked for the key to the car because he thought it was locked. And he was going to show me that when you open the door, you can see a little place where it's got all the information that you need.
To buy a new tire.
To buy a new tire and other things. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And he left and I said thank you and it was goodbye and it was wonderful and I was happy. And now or 2 hours later, I'm thinking, where are my keys? I don't have my key. And it's not just a key, it's a fob. It's like, did I put it someplace? I don't remember getting it back. Turns out I didn't because he didn't take it with him, but he, should I just tell where it was?
Sure.
It ended up after I searched the car a million times and I searched the house and everything else, he'd placed it on the top of the car, the roof of the car. If I'd only looked up, I would have seen it.
And we were thinking of everywhere. It could be under the car, in
under
your
the
yard,
tire.
In your pockets, under the tire, in your trunk.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And she even called AAA.
We called AAA.
Yesterday.
And they said, call this number in the morning.
In the morning. So,
so I called.
You're carless and worried all night.
And she called and she got a hold of him. And that's how I found out that it was on the roof.
And the relief was she called her dealership and a new key fob was over $350.
At least. $350, $370, something like that.
And are you going to share the funny part about what they said to you at the dealership?
Well, they said, you have to bring your car in because we need to manage it to your car. And I said, well.
They need to what, retrofit? Or they need to.
Anyway, I said, I don't have a spare key, and I have no key to bring my car. What are my options? And he kind of hemmed and hawed a little bit and said, well, I don't know. So I'm thinking I've got to take this car and tow it up to the garage just so they can put a key in it. Thankfully, the other guy called and told me it's on the top of your car.
On the top of the car. And here's the funny thing, because you thought of, and Mark thought of, almost at the same time,
yep,
go out, get in the car, push your button, and see if the car starts, which makes sense, because if the key is in range, your car will start.
Right.
But it didn't.
No.
But it was over your head.
Right. It was on the top of the car,
so,
waiting for
so
me.
So if you all know why her car didn't start, I'm thinking that Mark had said metal mm-hmm. might have blocked it.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to know. We need to try that today.
As funny as that is, it was even funnier when it was happening. I think I called Lynn today about 7 times.
And yesterday. Yeah.
Trying to figure out how to handle this situation.
So my solution was to move Bev to Pittsfield so that she's close by. Because I'm 5'8". And if I had looked at the car, I would have seen it.
You would have been there. You would have been my savior.
I just think that's so funny that they told you to bring your car in. So then we talked about if you had to tow it, what you would say to the tow people to get them to tow it for free. Do you remember?
It would never be free.
It would be, you would play the
She wants me to play somebody who's in trouble and can't handle it. This is a situation. Take care of me.
I'll tell you, like I told you, it worked for my dad. Always worked for my dad. He did it all the time. And then I told Bev, after my dad would do it, he'd hang up the phone after he got exactly what he wanted from whoever he was talking to. And he would look at me and he would smile and say, "Your dad always knows what he's doing."
Yeah.
He said that to all three of us.
Yeah.
And we're all thinking,
smart man.
Oh, gosh. Oh, my goodness.
Well, I'm still wondering what the guy in the auto parts thought I was going to do with a dead car to bring it to him.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway.
Maybe he's thinking about you today.
He's probably wondering if anybody has ever called him and asked him about this before. This may be a first.
Oh, God. All righty.
Yes.
All righty.
In medieval times, animals were sometimes put on trial for crimes.
What?
You heard it. That's the way it is. In medieval times, animals were sometimes put on trial for crimes. It doesn't say for what kind of crime. Maybe if the fox eats your rabbit.
How can you do that? How can you put an animal on trial?
Bring it in and chain it.
And talk to it and find out if it wants to defend itself. Maybe one of them is a cat burglar. Get it?
Ha ha, ha ha.
You know, it's a dog-eat-dog world out there.
Oh.
I'm on a roll.
Okay.
Use your phone calendar. So if you don't know how to use your phone calendar, have somebody show you. So this person said, "I have an appointment on Wednesday. I'll set a reminder on Tuesday that says appointment tomorrow at 4. And then the day of a couple hours before. Oh, and then the day of the appointment, she'll set another reminder a few hours before the appointment."
That person needs help.
"It only takes a little bit of effort, and it has helped me stay on top of everything in my life." Well, I get it.
I get it, but I don't want to feel that weak.
Oh, really?
I mean, how many?
I know I need reminders.
AAA, and I got to hand it to them. They did a fine thing. They've been really, really good. They do that. If you are on hold every couple of seconds, "Please hold and we will get back to your call." And then play about two bars of music and then.
So that you know they're still there. They're still there.
Still there.
I think when I've called AAA or any emergency service, even when you're waiting for them to come, they'll update you and say they're on their way.
Yeah.
They should be there in 10 minutes or
right.
Whatever. They're lost and can't find you. That happened to Patty and I. The guy called us and said, "Where are you? We were on one of the highways that's stacked, like an off-ramp, and it was stacked,
okay.
There was a road beneath us, and he was on the wrong road beneath us. So he can't just jump up. He has to continue on to an exit and then come all the way back."
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah. But it worked out all well. It worked out well.
Okay.
All right. What else do you have, my dear?
The Roman Emperor Gaius made his horse a senator.
Well, you know, Roman emperors had power.
They did silly things with their power.
Yes.
Just like, never mind, I won't go there.
I know right where you're going, but we won't talk about that.
No.
We won't talk about politics.
Not today. No.
No. But it is true. They had, even when I read like in the Old Testament, it's crazy how much power they had and the things that they did and the people they killed for the dumbest things.
And they didn't have to prove themselves.
No. It was you know the story of John the Baptist?
I know of John the Baptist.
So John the Baptist was in prison And I'll make it real quick. And the king was having a banquet, and the king's daughter or stepdaughter was, and please, all of you that know the Bible, don't pick at me. I'm just trying to remember what I can. She did a beautiful dance for him, and he was so impressed that he said, you know what? I will give you anything you want. You just tell me whatever you want. Well, her mom hated John the Baptist, and her mom said to her daughter, tell him you want his head on a platter. So that's what, and the king was mortified because he liked him. He didn't want him to be killed, but he made a promise, and he was the king, and everybody heard him. And sure enough, in it came. Yeah. Crazy. Crazy stuff.
I'm going to cry.
I know. It's crazy stuff. Anyway.
Aristotle believed that eels were born of mud because he couldn't find their reproductive organs. I mean, is that a good enough reason to?
That's a whole other story, because that means he either looked at them externally or cut them open to try to find them. Maybe they were just small.
I can't believe you said that. I cannot believe heard her say that.
I'm just saying, maybe everything was small and they couldn't, you know, maybe it was, you know.
That makes me think of my tree.
Oh.
Because it's supposed to bud.
I thought it died.
I thought it died too, but they keep saying, keep watching because they're coming out late, so maybe you'll get it.
Are you getting buds?
I can't tell yet.
Okay.
I have not had good luck this weekend.
All right. Well, wait. Just wait. Have you been giving it a little bit of water?
No, it rained.
Okay. It rained? Okay. Just keep looking. What kind of a tree is it?
What's Eastern Redbud.
Eastern Redbud.
Yeah.
Sounds like it should bud. An Eastern, we're going to look this up during the break. Red Bud. That's a cute little name, isn't it?
It's a cute little tree.
Yeah. I hope it buds for you.
Thank you. I do so too.
Going to bed early. Let's tell you, this is what's happening. It says it's how grown-ups sleep in. You get it?
I do.
All good.
You go early, yeah.
That's like sleeping in. It said it sounds depressing, but everything is easier if you've had enough sleep. Working, studying, exercising, dealing with your aggravating housemates, sticking to your budget, everything becomes significantly easier if you go to bed early.
To shut out the world.
Mm-hmm. What's the definition of early? What time?
8:30.
What? It's still light out.
I know.
Really? And what time do you wake up?
6.
Ah, all right. You get a good sleep.
Yeah.
Do you sleep all through the night?
No.
Oh.
I have the occasional run to the bathroom.
Okay. But then you go right back to sleep?
Sure.
Okay, good. That's good. You don't lay there awake thinking, oh my gosh, it's 2 o'clock. Oh my gosh.
No, 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 no. What about you?
I can't. You know, I used to go to bed 10, 11 o'clock, and then someone told me that they had someone that they knew that went to bed, this was a few years ago, at 9 o'clock every night, and I thought, what?
Mm-hmm.
9 o'clock?
Mm-hmm.
That's, are you crazy? What, are they old?
Yeah.
And then it happened. I started in the winter saying, yeah, 9 o'clock, I'm going to bed. Mark will be watching a movie or something. And even now, it's when it gets dark at like 9:15.
I do feel kind of weird about going to bed before it gets totally dark, but it's already starting to get dark.
Starting to get dark, yes. Oh, and I wanted to share an app. Do we have time for a break right now? Or are we good?
As a matter of fact, we do.
We do.
This is Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR-FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee.
Support for WTBR comes from Berkshire Community College.
Free community college for any Massachusetts resident without a bachelor's degree at BCC. Find out more at berkshirecc.edu.
And from Santrini Awnings and Home Improvement, providing awnings and canopies in Western Massachusetts. Retractable awnings, retractable screen, gutter and gutter protection systems, commercial awnings and screen rooms. Customized solutions available. Online at Sandrini.com.
At Pittsfield Community Television, we have a saying: anyone can learn to create television. With the support of trained production staff, we can teach you how to professionally operate a camcorder, use editing software to tell a story, work as a team in a production studio, and take those skills into the community. If you've been curious as to how video production works, we'd love to have you as a member. Visit us online at pittsfieldtv.org or call us at 445-4234 for more information.
This is Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee.
Okay.
And we're back.
Phew.
Phew. Wow, we did a lot during that break. We sure did. And we have some riddles for you.
Mm-hmm. What question can you never say yes to? What do Alexander the Great and Winnie the Pooh have in common? And before Mount Everest was discovered, which was the highest mountain in the world?
It's so funny because Mount Everest was not discovered. It was always there. Isn't that crazy? I always think it's funny when they say things like, you know, America was discovered by Amerigo Vespucci, or it wasn't discovered. It was already here.
You just answered your own riddle.
I did?
Yeah.
Which riddle?
Mount Everest.
I did?
You did.
I answered the riddle?
You did.
Don't say anything until the end.
Okay.
All right. We will reveal the answers at the end of our show. And I want to share an app with people.
An app. Okay.
App on your phone.
All right.
Now, I have an iPhone, so it's an app store. You have an Android?
Yes.
Is it like a Google Play store?
Yes.
Okay. I think you can get it on both, and it's called cardgames.io. Now,
spell that.
Wait, I just made a mistake. Cardgames.io, I think, is what you do on your computer. On your phone, go to your app store or your game play store. Is that what it's called? Game?
Yeah, yeah.
Look up card games. Card games. It'll say cardgames.io. And the reason I'm telling you this is a lot of people want to learn a card game. So there's a game that my friends play called Euchre that I had never heard of before. Until
sounds last. Like a disease.
I know. Or something you'll hawk up when you're coughing.
Yeah, yeah.
So I wanted to play Euchre on my phone to learn how to play it. I found two apps, and every minute there's an ad.
Oh,
every minute. Oh. And there's maybe three ads or two ads, and it's just frustrating. So I was talking to someone the other day, and I said, yeah, we've got some friends, and we play Euchre. And I said, but I hate it because if I'm trying to learn it on my phone, there's all these ads. He pulled up this app on his phone. All these card games. There's probably 20 or 30 card games,
yeah.
And there's no ads. None. So if you have a card game that you like to play or that you'd like to learn, go to your app store, look up cardgames.io. That's how it's laid out.
I-O.
And you can just click on one of the games. It's really simple, and there's no ads. Happy birthday. That's a gift to you.
Yes.
Happy birthday.
I like that. I like that.
Right. You go talk. I'm going to look up our Eastern Red Bud.
Okay.
Okay.
Your stomach has to produce a new layer of mucus every 2 weeks to avoid digesting itself. Can you imagine your stomach has to fight to keep alive?
Yeah.
That's weird.
That's gross.
Yeah.
Weird and gross. Oh, my gosh.
Spaghettification.
Sounds like spaghetti.
Spaghettification is the term for how objects stretch as they approach a black hole.
Spaghettification?
Spaghettification.
Sounds like you turn into like little... So, your eastern redbud is going to be gorgeous. It's like a purple... Oh, it's beautiful, like a purple flower. And I can't find anything. It says you don't have to prune it.
No.
That's what it says. And it will turn green as summer approaches, and it will turn yellow in the fall. So hopefully, yeah, I'm looking here. Hopefully, it has a medium growth speed.
It's a little slow.
It's a little bit slow. All right.
Yeah.
We're going to
I'll keep you informed.
We will be patient.
All right.
All right. Oops.
What you got?
A lot of things in adult life, like figuring out home ownership or retirement planning, seem harder and more daunting than they actually are before you start them. Sometimes it's important to force yourself to work through the mental discomfort of those experiences, because the longer you put them off, the more worry you'll have to deal with later on when you're older and less financially secure. And it is true, there's some pain in learning this stuff. You just don't want to deal with it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But it's saying, come on, suck it up.
Do it.
Do it.
Become a Nike.
What?
Just do it.
Just do it. Yes. Nike. Just do. Yeah.
Did you know that you have a unique tongue print, much like your fingerprints?
I didn't. But it is true?
It is true. Your tongue is different than my tongue.
So, if you ever break into someone's house, don't use your tongue. Just be careful. You don't want them to, you know, find you.
Astronauts grow in space because of spinal fluid shifting without gravity.
I've heard that.
So that means why they, when they come back down, they shrink.
Yes, it's true.
Oh.
They do. They shrink that little bit that they grew and expanded. So if you expand lengthwise, does that mean that they got smaller widthwise?
So that higher... What am I thinking of? The pants. High line?
The cuff on your pants?
Goes up.
That does go up. You're going to come back with, what do they call them? High waters.
High water. That's what I was trying to think of. Yeah.
High waters.
In your suit.
High wires. Yes. All right. You need to take social media breaks.
That's not easy to do.
What everyone's doing and thinking isn't always healthy to see on social media. This person said, I now go on once a week, and it has been a mental game changer.
Once a week,
just to get your updates.
I can make it an hour.
A day? Oh, I thought you meant you do it for an hour a day.
No.
Oh, you can only stay away from it for an hour?
It seems like it.
Yeah. And why do you go back?
Because I want to see if somebody has said something.
Okay. And what if you go back and they haven't?
Then I turn it off and I wait for another few minutes.
Another, and then go back. Now, are these people you know?
Yeah.
Ah. So you're having a conversation, sort of.
Sort of.
Okay. Kind of like being on the phone.
I mean, it's not like going on Facebook all the time or something.
Maybe if you were eating a sandwich, it would be like having lunch with somebody. You could just eat a...
I was told if I was lonely, I could have somebody talk to me on the phone while I was doing dishes.
You, like an AI? Like AI?
No, like my daughter.
Oh! Okay. Well, that's nice. Yeah.
just to have company.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. Why not, right?
Well,
put her on speakerphone, chat, make sure you're not making a lot of noise.
I might try it one of these days.
All right. Let me know how that goes.
Okay.
So I want to just say that the other day my son came over and we made homemade pasta.
You told me you were going to do that.
Yes. Mark got me a pasta thing that you hook onto your mixer, and we had a ball. He made his own. We spread it all out on the counter. It was like a little cooking class. He had his section. I had mine. And his pasta came out better than mine. But it was really fun. It was really good. My mom used to make homemade pasta, so it was kind of meaningful on Mother's Day. And
aww.
I just want to put it out there to anybody who might know, we used the flour, the eggs, and a little bit of water. We did not use any oil, and we did not use semolina. So the pasta came out really good. But I wanted to know from people, if you make homemade pasta, what's your go-to recipe? Can you please email that to
stuffingforus@gmail.com.
Thank you very much.
Now, when you were saying earlier about a new listener, thank you, new listener.
Yes.
You didn't give me a name.
Christy.
Talk to me. I'll listen. Shh. Stuffingforus@gmail.com. Whatever you've got to say, say it loud and clear.
That was scary. Okay. Have you ever had to measure honey in a measuring cup?
No, because I was always afraid it would never come out.
Well, here you go. That's exactly right. It's that's what happens.
Yeah.
It says spray the measuring cup with spray oil.
Uh-huh.
Before you put the honey or the syrup in it, and it will slide right out.
Huh.
Huh. How about that?
I'll have to remember that when I make pancakes.
Okay. You make pancakes?
They come frozen.
Oh. Okay. Okay. And then you put your syrup in the measuring cup to heat it up?
But if you put it in a spoon to pour it over your pancakes,
it won't stick to the spoon, or you can lick it.
Yeah.
Or you could just squirt it all over without putting it in the spoon.
There's so many different things to this. There's so many sides to this. I don't know. It's
making me hungry.
It is. And I will eat.
Okay. Yes, I know you will. Oh, did you ever oversalt your soup?
Yes.
You know what it says?
Add a potato?
Yes. Drop in a raw potato for 15 minutes and it will absorb the salt.
Oh, I'm supposed to take it out?
Well, yes. That would probably be what you do. Yeah. You take that right out of that pot. But then you know what? I like salt on my potato, so I would take it out and I would eat the potato. I'd put the butter on it and eat the potato.
Probably, yeah.
Because 15 minutes may get it kind of soft.
That's a short time, though.
Maybe you should cut it in chunks and put it in and then take the chunks
out
and eat the chunks.
There you go.
Yeah. All right. Thought that was cool.
This I'm finding very difficult to believe. Your bones are stronger pound for pound than steel.
Yeah, that is hard to believe.
That's like...
Because you can't break steel if it falls down.
I mean, you can break your knee, you can break your leg.
You can break your arm, you can fracture your skull. You can break your neck, crack your neck. You can get a knee replacement, a shoulder replacement.
Just just have to look into that a little bit further.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't get that.
And this one, this is for me. This is for me for this weekend. Your brain generates enough electricity to power a small light bulb.
Is that about where you are?
That's about where I am. I'm thinking of those little tree lights. I'm not talking about full plugs.
little mini ones?
Yeah. Okay. Some days you have it, and some days you don't even want to look for it.
You don't even want to get up. Oh, okay. You can cook your eggs in the oven in a muffin tray.
I've heard of that.
Oh, my gosh. Wait a second now. This is a whole egg.
Yeah.
You put it in the oven for 20 to 30 minutes. For easy peeling. I've never baked an egg in the oven. And why would I do it for 20 to 30 minutes?
I thought you were going to say that you break the egg into the muffin tin.
Me too. But it says better baking. Use a muffin tray to bake eggs in the oven.
Wait a minute. I can see the light coming on.
On the oven? It does. When you use your oven, Bev, a light comes on.
Ooh.
Yeah, it works that way.
My cat is good at that. She gets up on top of the stove and turns the light on.
Oh, gosh. Not the oven.
Yeah.
Oh.
No, she doesn't turn the oven on. Okay. She turns the light.
Okay. Yeah, gracious. I don't like that one. I'm not going to bake an egg in the shell for 20 to 30 minutes. No. Okay.
You shed about 40 pounds of skin in your lifetime.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. I wish I would shed more. Like now, like today. Scuff mark remover. Do you have a scuff mark on your floor?
Yes, I do.
Attach a tennis ball to a stick and erase the scuff marks. Why do you have to put it on a stick?
Why can't you just hold it?
And rub it.
Oh, well.
Why don't you put it on a stick?
I'd probably try to play golf.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. You should play golf. You don't live far, right? Okay.
You can't actually tickle yourself. Because your brain anticipates it.
True.
So how do you shut your brain off so you can try to... Why would you want to do that? Never mind. never mind.
What I want to know is if someone's going to tickle you and you know it, why can't you your brain off?
Why can't... Yeah, the
because
same
you
thing.
Because you are anticipating it, but they're doing the tickling.
There you go.
That's a good thing. You can test that, people. Have somebody tickle you, but let them know you are going to be tickled before you get tickled, and then they'll tickle you.
Then they won't tickle you.
They should. Because you want to prove, if you are anticipating the tickle, you don't feel it. True?
I hate to be tickled.
Mark has tickled me, and I try to. I get mad. I'm like, stop. But he doesn't. Not often. But he has.
Shh. If he's listening, he's going to do it.
Okay. All right. Okay. I forgot to make a very important announcement.
What was that?
We have heard from the Bevlin Broadcasting Rating Affiliates. They contacted us to tell us that our radio program is one of the top radio programs and the top listened to radio program in the country. So this is...
What?
Yes, it's Bevlin Broadcasting Rating Affiliates. And the lady that talked to us was Anita Truth. And her assistant was Mia Neverlie.
You had me going.
The lady that sent the email, it was from Page Not Found, and she's very nice, Paige. But at the end, you know, they said, you know what, let's talk to Justin Time. And then he got me in touch with Sutton Really Wrong. So Sutton was nice, but Sutton Really Wrong told me that we weren't sure. But I have to say that there is a wonderful man who listens to our show while he's working on his patients in his office. He loves it. His patients love it. And that is Phil McCavity. So Phil McCavity is very, very nice doctor. And he thinks that you and I both deserve a crown. So I think we are honored. We just want to say that we're honored.
You are a horse.
What? What did you call me? What did you call me? Did you call me a... What did you call me?
Horse.
Horse what? Like a horse's... So we want to thank the Bevlin Broadcasting Rating affiliates. What's the beautiful music?
My phone.
Oh, it's lovely. I thought it was the rapture.
They took away my bird.
Oh, who took it away?
When I bought a new phone and I wanted to have my chickadee.
Oh,
they you took
know
it away.
How to find it, right?
No.
Oh. You need to find somebody who has an Android phone and be their best friend. I would help you, but I don't know anything about Androids. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
Okay.
Is it real time?
No, not quite.
All right, let's keep going.
Humans have about the same number of hair follicles as chimpanzees.
Humans have the same amount of hair follicles as chimpanzees. I think they also have the same amount of hair follicles as giraffes.
As a giraffe?
As a giraffe.
How do you know that?
I just remember that from my past, past something. A dream I had or something.
Oh my gosh.
I just like giraffes and they have a long neck. So I would assume that they have a lot of hair follicles. That's my assumption.
They have the same number of neck bones as we do. 7.
Are they spaced apart more?
Much, much more.
Yeah.
Long.
Long. Long. Have you ever fed one?
No.
I have, and they have a big, long, black, very...
Tongue?
Yes. And it moves. It's really like a big muscle.
Oh.
It's pretty cool. They don't hurt. I don't even think they have any front teeth, do they?
I don't know.
I think they just chew on their back teeth. Maybe.
Okay.
Or maybe that's a mule. No, I don't think so. I don't know. Donkey? Who has just back teeth and no front teeth? Not a horse.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's see.
Oh, this is funny.
Your body contains enough iron to make a small nail.
Is that right? We can go into production.
We can look at that little light, and then we have the small nail, and wonder what else we can do.
I can try hammering you into a board. We'll take a video.
Okay.
When my son and I were making pasta, I played Italian music on Alexa. When the bird hits the sky like a big pizza pie, that's amore.
When you made the pasta, what did you make with the pasta?
We used, I'm going to do a shout out.
Okay.
We used Mazzio's sauce that they now sell in the supermarket.
Mm-hmm.
Mazzio's sauce that they sell is exactly like the sauce that Mrs. Mazzio used to make back in the day. I'm telling you, it's the same recipe. And I buy it, and I said to my son, I'm not going to put the salsa in the pot and start a new salsa and add a lot of stuff. We're going to use a salsa out of the jar. Right out of the jar. And put on the pasta and put on the Parmigiana cheese. That's a, what are we going to do?
So did you already eat it?
We ate it. It was really good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll send you a picture. It was hey, if you people want a picture of our pasta, email us at
stuffingforus at gmail.com.
And I'll send you the picture of our pasta.
Gee, thanks.
Yeah, it was good. It was very good.
Are you ready for the riddle?
We had salad and bread.
Always salad and bread.
Yes. I am ready for the riddle.
Number one, what question can you sever, never, never, never say yes to?
The question would be, how do you pronounce N-O? No. How would you pronounce? No, I don't know.
Are you asleep?
Oh.
There's no way you can say yes to that.
Well, I have.
You were asleep. What do Alexander the Great and Winnie the Pooh have in common?
They both like honey.
No.
Okay.
Their middle names.
The? His middle name was The?
Winnie the Pooh. Alexander the Great.
Oh! So I was right, kind of.
Yeah.
The.
Yep.
Okay.
And Mount Everest was discovered. Before it was discovered, what was the highest mountain in the world?
Well, I have said that Mount Everest wasn't discovered because it's always been there.
It's always been there, but it just wasn't discovered yet. So Everest is still the answer.
Oh, what? It was never discovered. It's always been there.
It wasn't discovered yet. I think that's a bleh.
And it's so good that we say that, and it's not our fault. It's the person who wrote it.
That's right. That's right.
It's true. It's
don't
not,
blame me.
It's not us. And that's why the Bevlin Broadcasting Rating Affiliates have
voted
us.
Oh, now I get it, Bevlin. Oh, God. I'm so
yes,
slow this
and
morning.
We're going to write back to them. We're going to write back to Anita Truth and thank them so much for that. Maybe they'll invite us and we'll be on national radio.
How about that?
How about that? See you next time.
The views and opinions on this program are those of the hosts and not those of PCTV or WTBR.